Entering freshman year, I didn't have too many expectations for high school. I remembered that a few of my friends a grade above me had been scared, but I was just ready to leave Flat Rock. One thing I was sure about was that I would continue running by joining cross country. At freshman orientation, I spotted the table, walked over to Coach McNichols, who was accompanied by smiling baby Remy, and picked up the necessary forms. The rest is history. That freshman season was definitely one of the most fun. I loved the big team, the tough practices, and the cheerful spirit. Some of those teammates learned of and helped develop the secretly savage side of my personality. While I'm not quite as vocal as I was back then, my under-the-breath comments swapped for all telling facial expressions. That sass of a sort has been a source of prideful entertainment. That year, I also joined Skills USA. I was one of the few active freshmen, and only really remember competing in Quiz Bowl at Regions. But that decision to join proved the most valuable investment of my high school career. As for the class dynamics of freshman year, I had to face some changes from middle school. I felt rather lonely in a lot of my classes, because I was just a shrimpy freshman among what seemed like a mob of bearded men. But I found my place, even in Miss Genovese's morning math class of only 12 people. I made friends with the ever-stressed sophomores, helping them with the rational equations while receiving advice about my future task of memorizing polyatomics. High school band with Mr. Gunner was so weird. There were so many upperclassmen, all so incredible, but the vibe in the room was so much more carefree than the strict regimen of middle school. We didn't even have a chair order within our section, so I was very surprised when Mr. Gunner traded my usual third part for the sole first on one song, Amazing Grace. There was a pretty unremarkable five-note solo that I was forced to play. Every day, he would yell at me to play it louder, until I finally did at our pre-LGPE concert, where the judge remarked that I should back off a bit. While my volume now is slightly greater, out of necessity as I sit first chair, I still remember that incident. Gym and health were the necessary evils, and gifted bio presented me with the need to study. That was when I first learned that the textbook can be your friend, as reading the chapter the night before the test proved a valuable practice. Now it's hard for me to imagine studying for my science class without my best friend of about 5 or 6 years, Awn Nguyen. Back then, our greatest tragedy was that we had no classes together, but we made time to see each other. I'm so glad that we already had such a strong friendship that we were willing to put in the time and effort to keep it up. Now, we have all four of our APs together and are closer than ever. Considering freshman year overall, I felt more mature and became more independent than I had been in middle school. I think making older friends and getting my learner's permit definitely helped with that. I was incredibly eager to start driving, so I studied hard and took my test directly on my birthday. That Friday afternoon was the start of my journey to what I considered real freedom, which wouldn't arrive until sophomore year.